1 million simply illustrates the heavy burden that is resting on the shoulders of the government and the people of Uganda, who continue to host refugees from different countries and to keep their borders open. Today, UNHCR has reiterated its call to the international community for urgent additional support for this situation and indeed for Uganda to continue hosting refugees who really have no other option than to seek asylum in this country.
What are the many challenges you're facing as UNHCR and the international community, especially to help Uganda cope with this burden?
The main challenges are quantified in US dollar terms. We have an appalling $674 million for South Sudanese refugees this year, and so far only 20% has been received. Now, that translates into an inability for aid agencies to provide basic assistance. I'll give you an example. The World Food Program was forced in June to cut food rations for refugees. And across settlements in northern Uganda, health clinics are being forced to provide vital medical care with too few doctors, healthcare workers, and medicine. These health inputs are provided by the government of Uganda, and the hospitals and clinics are also the same ones that serve Ugandan nationals. So you can imagine the pressures that the presence of refugees are putting on these public resources. In terms of education, class sizes often exceed 200 pupils, and often lessons are held in the open air. And many refugee children are dropping out of school because the places of learning are too far away for them to easily access. So the dilemma is that priority has to be given to new arrivals in terms of moving them away from the border, identifying people with special needs like the elderly, the people who have physical disabilities, people who are chronically ill. And that diverts resources from support programs like education. And as I said, even the existing services are overwhelmed.
While you're waiting for the international community to support your appeal, what are the immediate action UNHCR is taking to make sure these new arrivals are settled in?
We continue to work with the government of Uganda, with our traditional partners like the World Food Program, UNICEF, with non-governmental organizations, national and international, and to do what best we can. As I said, the priority is to save lives, and fortunately, we have not had any major loss of life as a result of not being able to intervene. But the quality of life of the refugees and the communities that are hosting them is being impacted negatively. And I've given you one description of the situation with health services, the same with schools. Uganda allows the refugees to use the national school facilities. These are overwhelmed, and children are going to school under trees and in open areas. And also, when you have these overwhelming pressures on health services, it creates risks of disease outbreak, and the inability to respond effectively also becomes a problem. Also, with large numbers, we work with the government and support them in terms of providing security. But the fewer resources you have, then you direct them to life-saving activities, and you are forced to not deal with some of those other very important critical needs.